take little steps. Because I think sometimes it's like such a big idea, such a daunting thought that you think you never get started. But just do that first little thing. Because if you think about it, even if you dedicated 1 hour a day, let's say you got up 1 hour earlier every day to work on your business, that's 365 hours in a year. So just do that little first thing.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
In this episode, I get to speak with Leslie Danford. She is the founder and CEO of Vitaminis, a clean label, functional food and beverage brand. She has always been passionate about nutrition, but she is not a foodie. For her, it's like a math equation, and it's important to cover all of your nutritional bases. In 2020, she combined her interests with her formal business training to launch Vitaminis. Previously, she worked in beverages and consumer products at large corporations. She earned her MBA from Harvard University and her BA from the University of Chicago. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or simply curious about the journey behind creating a wellness brand, this episode offers valuable insights and inspiration. Leslie, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Super excited to have you here. You're a founder and CEO of Vitaminis. It's a clean label, functional food and beverage brand. I totally love that you went out and created a product to help solve the problems that you wanted to solve. Tell us about how the journey started.
So I've always been a health and wellness enthusiast, and I'm a big believer that food is medicine. And beyond that, I've been starting to use the word food is health, because if you get the right nutrition, the right food in your body, you keep it clean, you'll be healthier and you won't get sick. And not only that, but it'll give you more energy to chase your dreams and live the life you want to live. So I've always believed that, but it can be really hard to get the nutrition you need from fruits and veggies and whole foods. It's just difficult, whether it be from food allergies, picky eating. And at the same time, I have never been a big fan of supplements, like traditional supplements. Pills make me nauseous. And I was researching about that. They're apparently very hard to digest. So that's an issue a lot of people have. And then gummy vitamins taste good, but they're full of sugar. They're basically like candy. My dentist has been warning me away. And so I had been looking around for something that was natural, but enhanced. So like a natural food, but with extra nutrients to help you meet those needs. And I didn't find anything like it. And I've been thinking about doing this for a long time. So I actually was working at a traditional corporate job in the alcohol industry. And we would get all kinds of research coming in about health and wellness and how people wanted clean label, nutrient dense foods. And I just started taking notes because I was like, we're never going to do anything with this in this alcohol business. So I started writing it down, and I did that for probably 5 years. And then finally in 2020, when I got laid off, I eventually did it. So now I got the Vitaminis.
Yeah. Dude, that's so cool. So you've been in the health and wellness space personally for a long time, but
yes, I wouldn't say I'm in the space, but I just am interested in it.
Interested because you want to make sure that you're healthy yourself. Doesn't matter. But now, after 5 years of research and putting things together, in 2020 gave you the opportunity to say, hey, let's actually create a product that makes life easy for others. And we have allergies in our family. I didn't know allergies existed till I had kids, because apparently for my wife's side of the family, they had allergies, but we didn't have allergies. And I think my sister developed allergies when she moved to the States from different foods. I'm not sure which ones. I was like, this is really interesting. Like, why are allergies present? And it goes back to, hey, there's so much work done to the food before we are able to consume it. It's crazy.
Yes, that's so interesting. I just had a summit for Vitaminis, and one of the speakers founded a baby food company that introduces allergens to babies. And she was saying that, yeah, in a lot of other countries, they really don't have food allergies. And then a lot of it is emerging because our foods are almost like so pure that like you don't get exposed. But yeah, it's a big problem for a lot of people. And Vitaminis are allergen friendly. because a lot of folks, especially with gut health, they can't have yogurt because of dairy or milk or whatever. And so it's another way to meet those needs without the exposure. But it's tough. If you get them, it's really difficult to work around.
Yeah. So let's go back a little further and talk about before you even got into working at the company. You've had a BA from the University of Chicago, your MBA at Harvard University. Tell us about what inspired you to say, hey, I want to go down this route.
So I think it goes even back farther than that. So my mom likes to tell a story. When I was seven, I wanted to make some money. So I like basically wrote a little book with my crayons and it was like with pictures and whatever. Then I asked to borrow money from her to make copies of it. So back then that was like, you put the dimes into the copy machine. So I got a bunch of dimes from her, made a bunch of copies. And then I sold it outside the drugstore in our town. Like instead of a lemonade stand, I was like selling this book. And I think I earned like a dollar or something. Nice. So anyway, so I almost think back to that because she's told me since I've started a company, she's, oh, I knew you would do this because when you were seven, I was like, oh, but it's funny. I had always been interested in it. When I was in high school, I told my dad I wanted to be a CEO and he was like, eh, good luck with that. So, I remember that though, because I remember it almost made me want to do it more. And then in college at University of Chicago, I was in a club called the Chicago Entrepreneurial Group.
There you go.
I actually met my husband there and he went on to start a company. And the club was all about starting companies, business plans, thinking about ideas. But that was now like 20 years ago. So it's taken me a while to get there, but there were all these little hints along the way.
Dude, that's so cool because it's so important to introduce entrepreneurship at such a young age, and not just introduce, but also cultivate and encourage, because the more encouragement you do, the more bright ideas we're going to have access to in the world, because every single human being has the capacity to create something ingenious, because we all come from different backgrounds. We all have different experiences, and something that I've started doing this semester or this quarter was teach entrepreneurship at high school level.
That's great.
And it's so amazing to see these bright young minds coming up with ideas. And I'm like, wow, that's a pretty awesome idea. You can actually make that into a reality. So I'm walking them through, hey, let's build a business plan. Let's build a marketing plan. Okay, now let's work on what it's going to take to actually produce this thing. It's just been a pretty cool journey watching them grow and take all of this information.
I love that. And I think for me too, when I think about my kids and younger kids, entrepreneurship, I think when people think of entrepreneurship, they think of starting a business.
Right.
But it's more than that. It's like taking a risk, being creative. So I know with my kids, it's they might have an idea and they think, oh, I don't know, no one's going to like my idea. And it's just put it out there, give it a try, write down that song that you were thinking of or draw that picture that you don't know if it's going to work out or not. Exactly. Because that's part of it.
That's absolutely true. I mean, trying different things and then failing and then keep trying at it. I think that's so important because failure is the best teacher. Nobody's learned anything when they won a race, but they learn a ton when they actually lose. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? What can I do better next time around to win the race?
Yes, definitely.
As you were, let's say, creating this product, you had 5 years of experience or collecting these articles and collecting this research. How many different iterations did it take you to actually come up with the vitamin E that was acceptable or what's that word?
Ready?
Yes, market ready. Exactly.
Yeah. That's interesting because I think it's a risk that you can almost, what's the phrase? Progress over perfection, right? Mm-hmm. It is a risk if you try to get something exactly right that you'll never get it out the door. And I think that kind of applies to how things go with vitamin E's. Hold on, I'm going to close my curtain because it's light on my face. Yeah. So with vitamin E's, I had the 5 years of thinking and what that yielded to me was high level guidance. I knew people wanted clean label, clean ingredients. I knew they wanted nutrient density and I knew they wanted convenience. So I had those elements, but that's very high level. So one of the first things I did when I decided, okay, I'm going to actually go out and create something is I surveyed about 50 friends and family. And it was like neighbors, good friends, maybe some ex-colleagues, family. And I actually wrote an interview script.
Nice.
And I took notes. So it wasn't like I was just chatting with them. I actually said, I would like to interview you. And I took the notes, and it was basically like free market research.
Yeah.
And the questions were, what are some challenges you face with meeting your nutritional needs? What sorts of products do you enjoy? When do you use them? How do you use them? What are you not happy with the current options? And that helped me narrow in a little bit further. So it's like I had the high level thought. Then I got into the research, gave me even more guidance. I landed on a shot, but I will say that my first iteration of vitamin E's was, it had room for improvement. So I released the product, and I got feedback on Amazon reviews and from people that were drinking it, that they thought it was a little sour. The packaging, like right now I've got like fruits on the front of it, but it used to have like rocks and leaves here.
Okay.
And people were like, what are the rocks and leaves? What does it taste like? Looking back, it was like, of course I should have thought of that, but I didn't. So I will say, the reason I mention all of that is I did a small production, and then I made a bunch of changes and did another iteration. And I think it's a good lesson, because it would have been easy for me to say, oh, this product isn't working. This idea is not working. Right. Nobody likes it. I quit. But instead it was like, okay, I'll make a little tweak. I'll change the formula. I'll change the packaging. And I'm actually still tweaking the formula. So yeah. So it took a lot of input to get the first one, but then it continues.
Yeah, you got to keep that iterative process, because it's really amazing to see the journey of the product too. If you remember the first iPhone that came out 17 years ago, it didn't have photo functionality, didn't have video functionality, didn't have like the faster network access, like none of that. People were like, why would you buy this? It doesn't have this and this. But over the past 17 years, it's evolved, and it's so good that they're now using it to shoot feature-length film movies, right? The latest keynote event that Apple announced with their fastest CPU, they shot the entire thing at night using an iPhone 15 Pro.
Wow.
Mind-blowing.
Amazing. No, it's true. And I read something, and I'm not remembering the exact companies, but some very well-known tech companies that you household names, started out doing something completely different.
Yeah.
And I think it gets back to the risk point, because I think it's easy to look at a successful company and think, oh, that person's just really smart. They just figured it all out. I'm not as smart as them. But so, no, they just threw something out there and then they tried to work on it.
Exactly.
So it's not that they had all the answers at all.
Mm-hmm. You get the answers once you start working on something, and you're not going to have everything from the beginning at all, because that's ridiculous.
It's not possible. And the answers will come in the form of failures and feedback is the other thing. Exactly. I think people envision, oh, I had a dream and I figured out the answer. No, it's going to come from rejection, failure, bad reviews.
Yeah.
And that stuff is going to hurt, but it's going to point you in the right direction.
Yeah. I love that so much. Man, this has been really insightful. Creating a product from scratch, creating a product and then reiterating on it. It's a really great example of what to do and what not to do. And if you look at Thomas Alva Edison, we wouldn't have the light bulbs if he had quit. He's like, oh, I know 9,999 different ways how it's not going to work. And boom, there it is.
Yes, exactly. And I think he also had hundreds of other things that didn't work at all. Like, he invented a lot of things.
he tried to do a lot of different things. That is so true. He's continued on that path. I'm like, okay, let's keep going. And I think the other thing that's really important is to surround yourself with people that bring the knowledge. So talk to us about who was around you when you were starting this company and what supported you and say, hey, let's keep going. I think you got something here.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny. Someone asked me the other day if I had a mentor, and I was like, no, it's like a whole portfolio of people.
Yes.
So for me personally, one area that I've invested a lot in is networking with other entrepreneurs. So I'm in a couple of different groups. There's a Slack channel group. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of groups that have weekly Zooms that I don't do them all the time, but phone calls. I learn something from every conversation, and I go to those folks and ask them, hey, anyone ever dealt with this problem? You have a recommendation for someone who can help with this, or how do you solve that? So helpful, because the reality is other people have dealt with what I'm going through. I'm not like inventing something totally novel in the sense that there's not lessons. So that's a big area from like a I think of that as almost like a tactical, practical area. Mm-hmm. But the other area that I think is really important is just managing your own mental health, because it's like we said, so easy to give up, get frustrated. You get all this rejection. No one is there. It's very rare in the early days for someone to say, this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. You should really keep going. Like, that just doesn't happen, because
you have to polish it.
Yeah, it's hard. And like, the initial idea isn't necessarily perfect. So I would say that on that front, good friends and family. And even there, it's not that you are going to get them to tell you your idea is great. It's more mm-hmm. like they're just going to build you up more generally. You need to just have moral a laugh support. Or remind yourself that this business is not all there is. Mm-hmm. You can go have some fun, talk about someone else's, what's going on in someone else's life for a change. It's easy when you're starting a business because you're so busy to not make time for that. Mm-hmm. But you have to keep those kind of spiritual and mental health connections going as well.
And I love that so much, because I almost feel like that I'm spending a ton of time in my own business and not moving anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, why isn't this moving forward? So then I back up, okay, who can I help outside mm-hmm. of myself to help them find the solutions? Because helping them find a solution might help me find the solution that I'm looking for.
Yes, I love that. And even sharing a story like on a podcast like this, it's great because it reminds me, I actually have done a lot, because you're right. Some days I'm like, oh, I'm not getting anywhere with this. But then I tell the story, oh, I guess I've got some things I can share. And it's always great to help somebody else on the path.
Amen. Absolutely. I so love all the things that you're sharing, because I want to inspire my students to continue on their path that they've taken, right? Because even though they have an idea that's really sounds really awesome, it might be a lot of work to make it a reality. Like, one idea that I've talked about multiple times is an Uber for toilets. Like, wait, how does that make sense? If you think about it, there are porta potties that people will place at events. But what if it was a much more hygienic experience? And that's the idea behind what they're thinking. That's not a bad idea. And then I was at this event in Dallas earlier this year, and they have basically a trailer came in, and you could walk up, they have restrooms inside, clean restrooms, and then they have a place to wash your hands too, and have running water. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. It's like an elevated porta potty.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that. Yeah, it feels like a regular bathroom, but it's on a truck.
It's on a truck. So I was like, wow, they came up with that idea, not knowing that this thing existed, because it's an issue that a lot of people face. So now the question is, what's the next step that they're going to do to make it a reality? Because again, these are 5 high school students that came up with this idea. It'd be really cool. But to show them the path and show them, hey, there's other people that are already doing this, maybe that there's some kind of synergy, because again, it is something that people are looking for.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that leads me to
there's a lot of pitches. You can pitch your idea and maybe get some funding or some guidance. And every time you pitch, it'll get a little clearer. It'll get a little more well-formed.
Yes. And then on that note, I have a question for you, right? So when you're starting to look into building vitamins, and you mentioned earlier, there's gummies, there's other types of vitamins that are harder to digest or too much sugar content. What did you think of the competition you would have faced building this new brand?
It's a little daunting. This is going to sound counterintuitive, but I try not to think about the competition. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Because I think if I can produce something that people want, they'll come. And I really can't compete with some of these other brands. So I do know how my product is different from theirs. Try not to worry too much about what they're up to, because to some extent, that's because vitamin E is a very new type of product. So it's not exactly a pill. It's not exactly a gummy vitamin. So I don't have a one-to-one, but I think that logic could apply in some other areas where you are more one-to-one, because if you worry too much about what the other one's doing, you're going to be reactive. And what you want to be is proactive about what you want to be doing.
I think I like that a lot. And it could also trigger the competition to say, oh my God, vitamin E is doing really good. They're a really great product. Maybe we need to create something like this.
Yeah.
And then it's like race to the bottom, which is scary. But I know that you created a product that's building not only the community around it, but also the health aspect and the story, the personal story that you bring to this, to the forefront.
Yes. And a lot of times when companies, bigger companies, wake up and realize that they should have done something, they'll just buy the company that's doing it.
True. Because
if you think about it, I've already spent 2.5 years on this business. Mm-hmm. And while a corporate entity could possibly do it faster, that's not necessarily true, because they want all of the risks to be like fully thought out, everything right. fully up. So it's much easier to just buy someone. So I figure once the competition wakes up, they can just buy vitamin A's off of me.
I love that you're so forward thinking and so open about that. I love that. Leslie, thank you so much for bringing your expertise into the world. How can people, let's say, benefit from vitamin E's as you're growing this product and as you're moving forward? And what's something that you would want more involvement from the community?
Oh, yeah. So in terms of benefiting, vitamin E's are chocked full of good stuff. So this immune support one has as much magnesium as 5 cups of spinach and as much zinc as 4 avocados. And as much vitamin C as 3 oranges, and it's in this little shot, and it tastes like orange juice. So you can like just pop this in your lunchbox, drop it in a smoothie. It's so easy. It doesn't require refrigeration or anything. And then this one, as much fiber as 1 cup of broccoli and as much probiotics as 2 cups of yogurt. So there's like real health benefits to just getting that good stuff in your diet. But I would say from a community standpoint, I would love feedback. So go on the website, vitaminesbrand.com. If you put in your email, I'll send you a coupon. Try the product. Let me know what you think of it, because I really do use that feedback all the time. And I read the reviews and I think about how I can improve. Or if someone says, lately, I just recently heard from someone that has IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that this product is the only thing that works for her. And I'm like using that story to share with other people. Yeah. So I just love the feedback. So that's where I love to hear from people. Share it on your social. Let me know what you think.
Awesome. I love it. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, you've got 3 hacks to share for our listeners who are other entrepreneurs looking to start an entrepreneurship business or looking to make their ideas into reality.
Finding the right guest or podcast can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack, unless you bring a magnet. And thanks to Podmatch, a service that automatically attracts your ideal interview guests to your podcast. I've enjoyed using Podmatch for Hacks and Hobbies and interviewed over 100 fantastic guests from this platform alone. Head on over to hacksandhobbies.com/podmatch to save time and find your perfect match. Check out Podmatch today. Again, go to hacksandhobbies.com/podmatch or tap on the link in the show notes.
Hey guys, welcome back. We've been talking with Leslie Danford, CEO of Vitamin E's. Created this amazing brand. It's a clean label, functional food and beverage brand. This is unheard of. This is a brand new product and I cannot wait to try it myself. We love clean eating ourselves and vitamin E's is going to be a staple in our household because my kid right now is taking 3 different pills like 3 times a day to again balance the hormones, balance out all the things that's happening. So this is going to be a great addition to that clean living, to that clean eating and putting good stuff in the body. So Leslie, let's jump right in. You've got 3 hacks for us.
Yes. I was thinking about the advice I would give. So the first one is take little steps. Cause I think sometimes it's like such a big idea, such a daunting thought that you think you never get started, but just do that first little thing. Because if you think about it, even if you dedicated 1 hour a day, let's say you got up 1 hour earlier every day to work on your business, that's 365 hours in a year. So just do that little first thing. So that's my first hack. My second one is talk to others. So I think it's tempting to keep your idea secret and try to do it all by yourself, but this is not helpful. You don't need to keep it secret. If someone else was going to do it, they would do it.
They would have already done it. Yeah.
Yeah. You need feedback. You need ideas. You need support. So that's my second hack is talk to others. And then the third one is take breaks. Don't quit. If you feel like you want to quit, just take a break for a day, take a break for a week, take a break for a month. You can always come back to it and doesn't necessarily mean you need to stop altogether.
Mm. Man, I love those 3 hacks. They're so actionable. The take little steps is a wonderful one because you cannot eat an elephant in one bite. You got to chop it up, right?
I've never heard that, but I'm going to use that.
But talk to others. I think that's really powerful. And the idea that the mention when you said, so what if you share your ideas with somebody, if somebody wanted to implement it, they would have implemented it. And that would actually mean that it gives you more of a reason to go and do your idea, right? Almost 10 years ago, me and my friend, a friend of ours, we came up with an idea of using an app to order groceries. And then the groceries would be packaged for us. And then the runner would then hand us the grocery bag as we show up to the store. And we worked on this for 3 months. And then I saw how Instacart raised $44 million. I'm like, oh, this is it. But what I should have done is gone straight ahead to it and gone to the companies like, hey, they raised $44 million for the same concept that we're doing here. Because again, the entire world is so huge that if an idea is approved in one place, that just gives you the right or gives you permission to go forth with it because there's more need for it.
Yeah, it's like a proof of concept. And plus, if you meet somebody who really wants to do it, maybe they could be your co-founder.
Man, you're so right. You're so right. You need co-founders. And that's some of the biggest companies have had co-founders. Apple had 2 co-founders. Intel, Microsoft, everybody had 2 co-founders because you can't do it alone. It's very hard that way. And I love the part where you say, take breaks, don't quit. Because sometimes it's just too much overloaded. You can't see everything. And I think when you're writing a book, they say the same thing. Write a few chapters, walk away, come back and read it because it's going to make sense to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you hit a hiccup doesn't mean it's over.
I love it. Thank you so much, Leslie. I've had a ton of fun learning about your product, learning about clean living and your passion into creating this brand new product to make not just your life easier and healthier, but for others as well.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, let's jump into the next segment of our podcast. In here, I'll ask 6 questions. These are rapid fire, so be a lot of fun. Number 1, what is the one hobby that you wish you got into?
Oh, that I wish I got into? Oh, I would love to play the piano. I took piano as a kid. And I never really kept up with it. And I really wish I had. So maybe I'll take it up again.
Yes. And what's funny is that I discovered this app called, I can't remember. It basically teaches you how to play the piano. So you can put it, once you launch the app, you could put it next to your piano and it'll tell you exactly which keys to press.
Oh, cool.
It teaches you. So I learned like the chords. I learned like all the different ones and how you play different chords together. Wow, this is so fun. So now the next step for me is to actually go and buy a piano.
Nice. You can buy keyboards. The keyboards are really good.
That's
and
true.
Can like play like it's normal.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right, next up, what did you want to be when you were a child?
Oh, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a marine biologist. Mm-hmm. I had a fish tank and I thought fish were really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that dream. It just moved on.
Well, you did some kind of biology with the Vitamines company that you launched.
That's true. It's got a science angle to it.
Yeah, it's got a science angle. It's helping biology of human biology, maybe not marine biology. Next up, what is your favorite movie or television show?
Oh, that's tough. I'm like a sucker for The Bachelor television show.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch movies much. I'm more like need smaller bite-sized pieces, but The Bachelor is like my treat. It's just like candy. It's not really going to fulfill you in any way, but it tastes good.
Sure. All right. Sounds good. Next up, what movie would you choose if you got to play a character in it?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe something with going in outer space or like going in the ocean or something really like adventurous. I don't watch that many movies. I can't think of one.
Outer space. I think you would like the new Marvels movie. Ooh. That just came out. So
let's go with that. That sounds cool.
That'd be a pretty fun one to watch. All right. Who is your favorite superhero?
Oh gosh. I like the idea of Superman because he's like the average guy who can like also really tap into these powers. So I feel like we're all like that. You might be pretty average, but you've got the powers in there somewhere.
Nice. I like that. And the last question, if you were a board game, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I love Monopoly. I don't know if it would be me, but I guess it's like starting a business. You got to do the investments.
Mm-hmm. How about you create a board game for Vitaminis?
Ooh,
that'd be a pretty fun one, because not only are you creating a board game that people can enjoy, but now they also learn about the brand. Because I don't know if you've heard of, I don't know if you know the story, but Guinness, the Guinness Book of World Record, is called Guinness, not Genius, it's Guinness, because Guinness is the alcohol company, the beer company. They are the one who came up with the book. So the story goes, their beer was not selling at the bars. So they sent researchers, and the researchers went to these bars and, okay, what are people talking about? And they're talking about the best this, the best that. They're talking about different things. So what if we created a world record book? Now people are always, so that's basically was the end of it, because now Guinness is one of the top brands. And as people learn about Guinness world records, they're talking about those world records. And now they're consuming their alcohol as well.
I love that. That makes me think of social media and the content that you share that people find relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our best performing posts are things like top gut health finds at the grocery store and whatever. Yes. That's what people want to see. That's so interesting. I did not know that. My kids love Guinness Book of World.
There you go. And they don't, so they don't drink yet, but when they do, hey, give me a Guinness, right?
Yeah, they're always like, look at this guy with the fingernails, and it's super gross.
But yeah, so that'd be a pretty fun project on the sidebar for Vitaminis too. I think a board game for Vitaminis. So you accumulate the most points if you have the best gut health ingredients in your bottle or whatever. I don't know.
I like it. And maybe there's setbacks. Like if you do something unhealthy, you got to move back.
Exactly. You have diarrhea. Or you pick a card, you have diarrhea.
Back to the start.
Right, back to the start. All right, Leslie, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, your journey, your wisdom, and the hacks for our audience. I'll catch you in the next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.